This is the Early Edition Podcast with Phil Johnson on AM1150.ca and across the Bell Talk Radio Network.
When you get a call to action from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, you got to listen, at least I do, especially when it concerns the kind of subjects that Franco Terrazano, National Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, is writing about. Here in big, bold, red headlines, 45,000, there's a number for you, 45,000 more federal bureaucrats are now receiving a six-figure salary than there were before the pandemic. So the pandemic arrives, the government of Canada decides that it needs to give a big assist to a whole lot of federal bureaucrats and gives them another huge whacking pay increase. Even as you, dear listener, are making do with tighter family budgets, are canceling your plans for a summer vacation, you're not going to be going anywhere in the fall because you really can't afford it, as the ever more increasing inflationary spiral chews away at your family budget. Franco Terrazano, National Director of Canadian Taxpayers, joins me for a moment to talk about this big, bold, red headline. Franco, 45 more federal bureaucrats than before COVID are now getting a six-figure salary. What is going on with that?
Yeah, great question. And Phil, you know, this really makes me sick to my stomach because I saw firsthand during the middle of the pandemic when there was the government restriction, I saw firsthand some of my friends who own small businesses. Like, one of a good friends of mine owns a gym in Calgary, and he was struggling. He was struggling a lot. I have a lot of other friends who are working in the oil patch. They all took pay cuts. They took reduced hours. And now we find this data that shows that there's 45,000 more federal government employees that are receiving a six-figure salary than there were before the pandemic. And, of course, that's going to mean a higher tax burden for the people like my friends who are working in the oil patch, but like people all over Canada who may have lost their small business, who may have taken a pay cut, who may, unfortunately, may have lost their job. It's going to mean higher tax burdens for them to pay for this growing bureaucracy, for these growing salaries. And, Phil, if we could just take one step back here. The government is being completely non-transparent with all of this. This information was not published online. We had to dig up these documents through access to information requests, which showed us that this year there's 114,000 federal employees receiving more than $100,000 in salary, which means that that total number has increased by 45,000 bureaucrats since the beginning of the pandemic.
You know, I must say that I think we all sort of in the back of our mind know that there is this inequity, if you will, between what a federal worker does to do XYZ job versus the person that's working in downtown Calgary in the oil industry or in Vancouver or right here in Kelowna also doing an XYZ job. You know, job to job, they're the same thing. But somehow the federal government believes that the people who come to work for the federal government are so much more special, even though they're doing the same job.
Yeah, well, I think you just absolutely nailed one of the fundamental unfairness that we've seen over the last 2 years. And so the big question is, well, who's looking after taxpayers' back in Ottawa, right? Because right now it looks like these top bureaucrats, whoever the ones who are making these decisions, we're seeing them give pay raise after pay raise after pay raise. Zero pay cuts in the federal bureaucracy. We see them adding thousands and thousands of new federal employees every single year. Phil, since 2017, the federal bureaucracy has ballooned by more than 56,000 employees. Okay, then we see these top bureaucrats handing out bonuses even when the departments are failing to meet out their objectives. Then we see questionable millions and millions of dollars being spent on overtime payments. So really, who is running the show here in Ottawa? Because it looks like that you have these top bureaucrats running the show. Okay, well then what are our politicians doing, right? They're the ones who are supposed to be the sheriffs in town, but we're not hearing anything from the politicians that we're paying for their salaries to actually stick up on behalf of the taxpayers who need them to stick up for us.
So right here in Kelowna, As a matter of fact, the BC government passed a law that said that anyone working for any municipality, be it large or small, anyone working and being paid over $75,000, their name needs to be published, the job that they do needs to be published, and the amount of money that they're paid to do the job needs to be listed. That is a provincial mandate, and I don't know if it exists in other provinces, but I don't know why the hell, and I'm going to say it that way, why the hell does there not exist that very same kind of regulation that anybody who pays taxes in Canada should be able to go into some sort of a database, if you will, and look and see how much somebody's getting paid.
Yeah, that's the Sunshine List. It's transparency 101. And Phil, I'm so glad you brought that up because the vast majority of the higher levels of government provide that. Almost every single provincial government requires some form of compensation disclosure. There's only two provincial governments in Canada that don't require it, just Prince Edward Island and Quebec. They're the only provincial governments that don't require some form of Sunshine List. But like I said, transparency 101. It's taxpayers, the ones who are paying the bills. We should deserve to know just how many bureaucrats are making the top salaries. So it really is a, I'm going to say slap in the face, and I mean it, that the federal government won't disclose the compensation for its top bureaucrats. Again, we didn't find this on some published database online. Nobody's going to be able to find this unless they go to taxpayer.com, because we had to get these documents through access to information requests. And, you know, just to your east, in Alberta, we're seeing how Sunshine List can make a difference, because some news outlets found that there was $2.4 million in bonuses paid to their provincial healthcare managers and bureaucrats in 2021. And now you have taxpayers in that province raising up a storm, because that's not bonuses or more money going to the frontline workers. That was bonuses going to healthcare managers and bureaucrats.
So if you're above the line, you're getting this nice little gifty. Thank you very much. If you're below the line, good luck to you.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very fair, does it?
Not at all. And more to the point, if taxpayer dollars are being used to pay these overinflated salaries, then for goodness sake, I as a taxpayer, if I want to invest the time, should have the ability to go have a look and see who and how. You should not have to be using a Freedom of Information request to be able to access the documents that are now available on your website. There's just something that is, I don't know, it's just grossly unfair, and more to the point, it just reaffirms everything that we feel about Ottawa, that they are busy playing fast and loose with the money and doing everything that they prevent us from seeing it. You know, they live in this very secretive environment. Be damned if they're going to tell the Canadian taxpayer what they're getting for their money.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. And again, like, it's just case after case after case that really shows that, you know what, maybe we weren't all in this together during the pandemic. I think we've seen a tale of two pandemics. One, where the private sector really took it on the chin, pay cuts, job losses, businesses closing down. And then unfortunately, all this data is showing that there was financial gain for many bureaucrats and many politicians in Ottawa. 312,000 government employees receiving a pay raise during the pandemic. All members of parliament giving themselves three pay raises. Thousands and thousands of additional high-paid bureaucrats being added to the payroll. So, I mean, who in Ottawa is going to stand up for the taxpayers? We need some of our members of parliament to get off their butts and put their six-figure salaries to use.
Franco Terrazano, National Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. If you'd like to know more about this organization and the work that they do, I suggest you just go to the Google machine, type in Canadian Taxpayer or the CTF or whatever, go to their website, read what they do, and then give some serious consideration to joining the group. They are entirely membership supported. They received not one penny from the federal government or any provincial government, so that it allows them to be critical and do the work that they do.
This has been the Early Edition Podcast. Catch the Early Edition from 6 to 9 a.m. on AM 1150 and online at am1150.ca.